Ladies and gentlemen, today I received Jens Stoltenberg for the first time in his capacity as Secretary General of NATO. As you know, a couple of months ago, I hosted him as he was getting ready to take this function. Then there was the Newport Summit in September, and he has now taken office. We discussed in detail all of the matters on NATO's agenda. France maintains its autonomy in relation to decisions which we consider fundamental for our own future. But France wants to be a partner, an ally within the framework of NATO. This is the reason why we are facing our responsibilities and shouldering our responsibilities within NATO in coherence with our commitments. We discussed a number of matters, including what is happening in the East and in the South. What is happening in the East, in particular in Ukraine, once again must convince us that the Minsk agreement is the only possible basis to restore peace. France is tense, and I will say it as many times as necessary. France's stance, including in such circumstances, is the full Minsk agreement, all of it, immediately and as firm as it is. It means that we shall not tolerate any exception to the agreement, and there must be a ceasefire complied with, as well as a withdrawal of heavy weapons. I will have other opportunities to discuss the matter, in particular this evening. We will hold a telephone meeting with President Poroshenko, Chancellor Merkel, and President Putin. It is also for us to make sure that the voice of all Democrats is being heard, in particular when there is a murder like the one that took place in Moscow. We must ask for an investigation. We must make sure that light is shed on such a murder, and we are asking for it. Then comes what France can do to contribute to the security of the members of the alliance, and this is very much what we've been doing each time we were asked to do so. We have a substantial defense effort, 2% of national wealth, and we hope that many countries can take into account not just what we're doing, but what they should be doing to contribute to the answer to be brought to the different threats. And for us, it is very important to have a coherence between Defense Europe at the level of each country within the European Union, as well as the Atlantic Union Alliance, and this is very much what we discussed with the Secretary General. We also discussed the South and what is happening in Iraq, Syria, Libya, the Middle East, and in Libya, most specifically, everything should be done so that we have a political unity which will then enable us to restore civil peace, which is at the moment more than threatened, given that there are some terrorist groups present there. Lastly, I would like to underline that regarding the countries which at some point in time may want to join NATO, so far France's stance is to refuse all of these applications because we believe that NATO should not be enlarged at this point. To conclude, I would like to thank Mr. Stoltenberg because on the 11th of January, he came to express his solidarity, both in his capacity as Secretary General of NATO, as well as his solidarity, the one he showed. And we remember that when he was Norway's Prime Minister, he had to deal with a terrible terror attack, and we therefore will not forget his gesture of friendship.
Thank you so much, Mr. President Hollande, for the warm welcome, and thank you also for your kind words. I remember very well last time I was in Paris, because that was during the Unity rally here after the terrorist attacks in Paris. And I would like to commend you and the people of France for the way you handled that very serious attack on your open society, on the freedom of speech. And that you acted as one, that you stood together in protecting our open and free societies and the values which are so important for all of us. And these are the same fundamental values that NATO protects. And France is a strong ally at the heart of a strong NATO, and I very much welcome the contributions of France, both to our collective defense and to our political cooperation within the NATO alliance. Today we discussed, as you said, both the challenges we are facing to the east of the alliance and to the south. And I support your tireless efforts, Mr. President, together with Germany, to try to find a political solution to the crisis in Ukraine. These crises are caused by Russia's aggressive actions, violating international law. Now, I welcome the ceasefire. The ceasefire is fragile, but it seems like it is holding, and it is important to build on this ceasefire to create a lasting peaceful political solution to the crisis in Ukraine. It is important that all sides respect their commitments and that the separatists backed by Russia do not use this pause in the fighting to prepare a new offensive. All heavy weapons must be withdrawn in accordance with the Minsk Agreement. And OSCE monitors should be allowed full access to be able to monitor the ceasefire, the withdrawal of heavy weapons, and the implementation of the Minsk Agreement. We strongly condemn the murder of Boris Nemtsov in Moscow a few days ago. He was a strong voice for democracy. And we call on an impartial investigation into this terrible crime. So we face a changed security environment in Europe. In response, NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. And France is playing a key role and a leading role. France is contributing to assurance measures in the eastern part of the alliance, and France is playing a lead role in implementing the readiness action plan, which increased the readiness and the preparedness of NATO forces. We are developing our response force, the NATO response force, and we are doubling the size of the NATO response force from 13,000 to 30,000, and we are also making it more ready and more prepared, and France is playing a key role also by taking the lead of one of the brigades, which is going to be the very high readiness spearhead force. This is solidarity within the NATO alliance in praxis. This is following up on the core idea of NATO, where we are protecting each other. And I'm very grateful for the strong contribution by France to our collective defense and to the alliance. To the south, a violent extremism poses a direct threat to the security of all NATO countries. France is also playing a major and key role in fighting terrorism in the coalition against ISIL, as well as in Sahel and the Central African Republic. These are significant contributions by France to our shared security. And during our meeting today, we also discussed the importance of strengthening the unique partnership between NATO and the European Union. And we agreed on the need to reinforce Europe's defense industrial base. This is important for both our security and for employment in Europe. So, Mr. President, I thank you for your personal commitment to NATO, to the alliance, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with you. And I thank you for receiving me and my delegation here today. Thank you.
Merci.